Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meeting Ike Series for Children. This is Marina Leros-Naples, and I'm your host here on Meeting Ike Series for Children. And the show is also for teens and the young at heart. Today's show focuses around the National Cleanup Day. And I don't know if you've heard about it, but the National Cleanup Day is today, obviously, and it's dedicated to clearing up any of the garbage and also any litter, things that people had left behind intentionally or unintentionally. Sometimes things get knocked out of garbage containers, they blow around, you can't catch them. So, you know, sometimes things get out and about there and with no ill intention by anyone. So today what we're going to do is we're going to cover a little bit about that and see how you can get involved today. It's still early morning. It's still 10 o'clock where I am, Eastern Standard Time. I'm over on the East Coast of the United States, over in the state of New York. And so over here, it's still morning, and just getting my day started. Now, I'm sure like you and I, the other people too, we go out of our house, we go to about our day, and you can see things that are on the ground, everything from soda containers, coffee or soda or drinking cups, and pieces of paper, pieces of garbage and things like that that are all over, chewing gum wrappers. And you think, gee, what a mess this is. Well, the only way we're going to be able to get it cleaned up and take good care of our Mother Earth, so we want to do that. We want to take good care of Mother Earth, and we want our planet to be healthy, just like we want our own selves to be healthy. And so what we're going to do is we're going to help. We're going to put out a helping hand there, and we're going to help clean up. And how are we going to do that? Just even around your own yard, around your own street, you can do a lot. You can just grab a garbage bag or one of those grocery store bags. Any type of bag would do. If you have the smaller bags, go ahead and bring a couple of them with you. And if you are, younger child, you're going to need to have a grown-up or a teenage sister or brother with you, babysitter with you, somebody to go with you if you're walking up and down the street so you're not alone, and help you do that. So let's see, garbage bags, probably a good idea to have some type of gloves, whether they are the disposable gloves that you can throw away or even a pair of gloves you can throw in the washing machine afterwards so your hands don't get all dirty. And then you just start picking up the garbage and you put them inside the bags. And then you put your bag, when it's full, you put it inside of your own garbage container that goes out to your curb or into a dumpster. Now, it might be a good thing you can go ahead and have an extra bag if you do recyclable bottles and cans in your area to have a separate bag just for those. So then you can take that back. I know over in my state of New York is that the returnables, that's 5 cents for each bottle or can. So you can make some money while you do this too. So go grab your bags. So we're going to do a little bit about Mother Earth here and, why is it so important to be able to care for our planet? Besides the obvious reasons that we want to have a nice, good, healthy planet, we want ourselves to be in a nice, healthy environment too. So if we can pick up litter, someone's paper, the soda beverage cans, the cups and straws, candy wrappers, anything that was tossed to the ground. That would be a great way to help and get rid of and clean up the area around us. And that's just for today. I mean, you can do this any day, any time. Today is a national awareness for this National Cleanup Day. So today is a good day definitely to do it, to start it, to have it be part of your weekly activity that you do. That's your way of giving back. So when you walk down the street, you're at the lake, you're at the park, just about anywhere really, you can help and do your part to make and help keep our planet clean from the litter. And why is it so important? Besides, like I said, the obvious reasons for, just a little bit ago, there is a spiritual element, a spiritual part to caring for not only ourselves, our home, and our family, but also our planet. And that goes along with helping to take care of and being caring about others and about our life and how we live in it. And the spiritual side of all of that, as well as of our planet Earth, of Mother Earth. And it shows respect and that we are honoring her. And we also want to always give thanks to that which she is giving us. And a lot of that it has to do with not only the food from the vegetables and the fruits and the nuts and the seeds, everything, all these items that we eat that are healthy for us, but also remember the oxygen and as well as the soil that when you go walk in your backyard and taking your shoes off and you're walking on the grass, which is called grounding, there's an energy, there's a spiritualness that has to do with our body and our own energy, our aura, our spirit, that when we are touching and we are part of the planet, that feeds us in an energy way, spiritually, and actually is very healthy and healing for us. So this is a great way to honor and give back and say thank you to Mother Earth for all that she gives us is by helping to keep her clean. And I don't know if you do practice this or not, but if you do, give thanks every day for not only your food, but for all of the things that you are given in your life. And so today is focusing on Mother Earth and all that she does give to us to be able to have our homes. I mean, what our homes are built of and made out of, her clothes. And, you know, we are drinking out of water glasses. And did you know glass is actually from sand, which came from the shells? They're ground so fine. So small and teeny, and then they can melt that down and make shapes into that. Bone china and all different metal, your forks and knives and spoons are different metals that are inside that come from the earth. So it comes from the planet itself, Mother Earth, as she offers all of this to us. And that's how we have all of these items that we use every single day, and we don't even think about it. And we just go about doing it. We look out the car window. We look out the window at our house. We pick up the drinking glass, and we drink our water, juice, or milk, or whatever that you're drinking out of it, and as well as your plates and your notepad for school, or writing for even work. That paper is made out of trees, and Mother Earth gave us those trees. So all of those things are there because of our planet, because of Mother Earth has grown this, has offered it, created it. And so today is a beautiful day to be able to honor her. So let's take a look at some of the things that we can do besides going ahead and, like I mentioned when we first started the show today, is getting the garbage bags and going out and just doing it in your own yard, on your own street. Maybe you're going to a park today. Maybe you're going over, an amusement park or a park where that you have picnics. Maybe you're camping. And so anywhere that you are, you can see where there's garbage, but it's always a good idea to have some type of gloves protecting your hands when you go to pick stuff up. To remind you again, those bottles and cans out there, for those of you that are in different states that have returnables, generally 5 cents, I think some are 10 cents, that you can get the money back. So you can even make up a little cash flow there for yourself, too. And now, what do you think you can do? Have you thought about different things that you might be able to do? What are some of your ideas? I'm sure you can think of some things. I mean, even if you have to start in your own bedroom, how many, raise of hands, how many of you can start off in your own bedroom and take a little garbage bag there and go clean that up and get rid of some candy wrappers and other things that are probably laying around? Yeah, okay. So, another thing we're going to do today is I'm going to do a little bit of a meditation. We didn't do that last week, but we are going to do that today. I'm going to take you through a meditation that is going to take us out over to and into Mother Earth, just in our imagination, and feel what she feels and ask her some questions and to find out how we can truly help. So we're going to do that in just a few minutes, but what I'd like to share is some exciting news. I think it's very exciting, and I hope you will too, is not only are we going to be doing the Blog Talk Radio show as we are here, but I'm also going to be doing them simultaneously at the same time as a live show on my Facebook page that I have for Meeting Ike. So that way you can tune in. And the reason why I'm going to do that is because I want to go ahead and do some activities and experiments and showing you different things about that you can do and to practice your meditation, practice your intuition, your psychic skills, and I can show you different merchandise, different games and tools and things that I'm making that so you can practice at home. And then you can see different, like I said, different merchandise that I have coming up. So you can see ahead of time what it is that I'm going to be offering. And so if you are interested in the games and tools that I'm going to be making, that you can order them as a pre-order ahead of other people at a special price. So you get them at a special price and a special little gift that will come along with it. So doing these shows live on Facebook is going to be a lot of fun. So then, you can talk to me in real time and by typing, and you can type in your questions. I can answer them right then and there. And also, you can see me. I can wave at you, hi, so we can sort of meet. And then I can put links in there that you can follow through and connect with different things and be able to get leads on everything. So I think that's going to be a real fun idea. I can show you some of the things I'm going to be giving away. I'll be giving away to everyone as far as a coloring page, an activity, like a dot-to-dot, different things I'll be giving away and showing you that so you can connect in with me on Facebook. I'm going to put a link over on the Blog Talk Today's show and the comments there. And feel free, you can feel free to comment there as well. So I'll put a link in there to my Facebook page, the Meeting Ike Series for Children Facebook page, and then I will be sending out invites. You can like that page, follow along that page. I'll be sending out invites, letting know when I'm going to be going live, just before I do go live, so you get a little advance notice. And then you can tune in to Facebook, and then even if you miss it, you can go ahead and see it on the archived video over there on Facebook. You can listen to it over here on Blog Talk, and then I'm going to hopefully be putting everything up on YouTube as well. So there'll be three different places you can get Meeting Ike Series for Children shows, and that's really exciting. So no matter what you want to do, you can tune in and make sure that you get what you want to be able to see and hear and be able to get the links for. So you've got your garbage bags, you've got your gloves, you got your plan of action to help clean up for National Cleanup Day, which is today again, and so you're all set. And that's very exciting because I actually am going to go to an event today, and I'm going to keep my eyes out, and I'm going to go ahead and start and pick up garbage and litter that I see laying around too. So I'll be out there helping to clean up as well. And be sure to tell your other family members, your sisters, brothers, your mother, father, your cousins, your friends, what today is. Now, you know, and to get them involved. Maybe you can get a group of you today to do it. And then you could have a contest to see who can clean it up fastest. And you can go ahead and have like a, you can make bets on, okay, you have to do the dishes if I do it faster, or, you know, or you have to do my dishes, or you have to, whatever. You make up your own rules. So, all right. So what we're going to do now, we have about another 8 minutes left here. And I'm going to do is a little meditation. So go ahead and set aside all of your plans. Go ahead and set aside your bags and your gloves. And I want you to start getting relaxed now for this meditation that we're going to get into and do now. So a quiet spot is always nice, whether it is inside your own bedroom, out in your backyard, in your living room. Wherever is nice and relaxing and quiet and calm for you to be laying down on or sitting up in your chair. So go ahead and do that now. And if you're laying down, go ahead and have your arms next to you, just laying there, just very relaxed. Don't cross your legs. Don't cross your arms. Just lay there and relax. If you're sitting, you can either sit in the lotus position for meditation, which is having your legs crossed in front of you, or else you can have your legs hanging down. And then you can take your palms so that they're facing toward the ceiling and just resting those on your upper thighs. That's your upper leg. And I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to take a nice, slow, even, deep breath, and hold it to the count of three, and then very slowly, I want you to let that breath out, while in your mind telling yourself to relax. Now take another slow, even deep breath, hold it to the count of three, and once again, telling yourself to relax as you let that breath out very slowly, knowing that the body follows the commands of the mind, and your body relaxes even more. Now take one more slow, even deep breath in. Hold that breath to the count of three. And then very, very slowly let that breath out. Now we're going to do a little bit of a relaxation technique where you're going to go ahead and scrunch up your toes and your feet. Tighten them up really tight. And then very slowly begin to release those muscles and letting your feet and your ankles relax even more. Now we're going to move up to the legs, your lower legs and your upper legs. And tighten your legs real tight and hold that. And now very slowly begin to relax those muscles. And now we're going to move on to your abdomen, which is your lower belly, and you're going to do your belly area and your back and your chest, and you're going to tighten those muscles up. Go ahead and tighten those muscles and hold that. And then very slowly relax those muscles. And relax them even more. I'm going to move on to the arms and hands and fingers. Make a nice tight fist with your hands. Tighten the muscles in your lower and upper arms and your shoulders. And your neck. Hold that. And then very, very slowly begin to relax those muscles, uncurling your fingers and your thumbs. Now relax them even more. We're going to move on to your head and your face. Go ahead and tighten up the muscles in your face. Make the face, squint your eyes real tight, scrunch up your mouth, the muscles in your cheeks. Hold that, and then begin to relax those muscles. Now take another slow, even deep breath in, and let it out. Now I want you to picture above you, there's a great big funnel from the heavens all the way to the top of your head. And if you don't know what a funnel is, it's just picture a chute. Like when you almost like, and coming from the heavens, the sunshine up in the sky, turning down all the way into your body, filling up your body from your feet, your legs, your abdomen, your arms, your head, spilling out over your body until you're completely covered in this beautiful sunshine. Now, picture yourself going down deep into the earth, right down into the soil. You can breathe. This is our imagination. Now, you are inside the soil, and Mother Earth is there. Feel how that feels, being inside there. Feel the love that she has for you. Now, go ahead and ask her, What can I do to help? What message do you have for me today? What can I offer you in return for all that you've given me? And wait for the answer. And once you have your answer, thank her, and then come up from the soil, back over into your room, take a deep breath, and open your eyes. My name's Marina Leros-Naples, and I'm your host here at Meeting Like Fears for Children Blog Talk Radio Show. Thank you for joining me.